This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this is interesting. E-cigs are kind of getting some good news, which they haven't gotten in a while. Not that I feel sorry for e-cig companies. But we're being told that e-cigarettes are 3 times more effective than nicotine replacement gums and patches at helping smokers quit. Now, we got to be very, very, very careful with that data and with that statement. But they may be correct that more people may be quitting smoking because they could go to a vape pen or a Juul or an e-cig as opposed to having to go to the gum. I'll believe that. Now, are they getting off the e-cig? That's a whole other question. They say vapers were 95% more likely to be successful than those not using the gadgets. They say smokers given nicotine replacement therapy were 34% more likely to succeed. So what happened is they compared replacement therapy like gums, patches, lozenges, and they say if smokers were given something such as that, 34% were likely to succeed. But if you vaped, you had a 95% better chance to get off cigarettes. Now, what they did is they looked at 20,000 smokers, and so they found e-cigs beat everything else. And I don't think any doctor is really going to debate that. We know that if we could stick something else into your mouth that acts like a cigarette and gives you the nicotine hit, it's going to be easier than becoming a gum chewer or using a patch. We know that. I mean, it's you know, basically swapping. What was that where somebody kept wanting to eat, and so somebody took the food out of his mouth and gave him celery and told him to just eat the celery? You know, I mean, you know, trying to have as close to an even swap is as good as possible. Now, this was a study out of the University College London, and the scientists found people given varenicline, marketed as Champix, which I think is close to Chantix, were 82% more likely to give up the habit. But still, e-cigs do better. Now, in the NHS, this is in England, charities have been asking them to recommend e-cigs to smokers to get people off smoking. And so this is the big debate we have here in America. Do we push and redirect people to another habit? I say no. I get we got to get people off smoking, and we've been doing a damn good job. But I don't know enough about the vaping solutions and what the food colorings do to the lungs. I don't know. I had a guy that called into telemedicine the other day, and he sounded really bad. And I'm like, okay, this is a pneumonia. And it turns out it's a young guy. A young guy who just started to cough a few days ago. And I'm like, well, damn. I mean, you got to go to the hospital, man. You sound like you have pneumonia. Do you smoke? Do you vape? Yeah, I vape. And I'm like, well, you know, do me a favor and cut that back. Because I don't know if it's making your lungs weaker. Now, again, I'm not doing any study. So I don't have a lot of proof. So those of you that are pro-vaping, you know, you could be like, oh, you know, doctors need to shut the hell up until we have the research. But the problem is I really can't wait for the research. I mean, I don't know how much longer I can wait. But the one thing I'm noticing anecdotally is we got a lot of young people having real bad coughs. Well, Dr. Wax, it was a bad flu season. Well, not as bad as last year. I don't know if I could blame the flu season for these bad coughs. So I'm kind of on my own trying to do a little study where when somebody sounds like they've been smoking for 80 years, right, and they're only 22, and they have one hell of a dramatic response to a cough or a bronchitis, I'm asking if they vape and how much they vape. And I'm not too surprised by the results. So when people say, let's start getting every smoker, let's hand anybody who smokes a cigarette a vape pen, I don't know if we could do that. So this study was published in the journal Addiction, and it's thought to be one of the biggest to compare success rates to stop smoking AIDS. It looked at 18,900 smokers who tried to give it up. Successful quitters were those who claimed they were still not smoking 12 months later. So, because how do you, did you quit for a week? No, they quit for a year. That kind of counts. But nicotine replacement therapy is only given to those who get the prescription. It's really hard to get this stuff over the counter. And so if you had to buy it from a shop versus prescription, it didn't seem to do as well as a prescription. Why? Is a prescription stronger? Is it because, well, you spent money on a prescription, so you're going to, give it more of a chance? I don't know. So we did, write about how the chemicals in the vapor, like cinnamon, strawberry, banana, could cause inflammation of the cells of the arteries, veins, and heart. One reason why doctors are so anti-tobacco and anti-cigarettes is because it also causes heart disease. Well, now we're being told that the vaping flavors could cause inflammation to arteries that supply the heart. Well, then what's going on? So if we're going to be causing blood vessel damage and putting people at risk for heart attacks with vape pens, we need to come up with something way different. They say that a lot of these flavorings cause the body to react in a way that mimics the early signs of heart disease, heart attacks, or strokes. This was a Boston University study. So causing the vasoconstriction of the vessel could cause less blood flow to the heart. And then smoking e-cigs could make DNA mutations, putting you at risk for cancer, or enabling certain bacteria to infect you. They also found that the cells mutated and became cancerous much faster than expected. These were in mice given the vapor. And they said vapors are more likely to get pneumonia. So we aren't ready to tell everybody to go e-cig. I'm not ready. 1-877-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we have a report here, which doesn't surprise me at all in the least, where older Americans are more likely to cite workplace discrimination. And about half of Americans think there is age discrimination in the workplace, according to a poll by the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research. And this age discrimination appears to be kind of split by age, depending on the poll. Poll finds 60% of adults age 60 and over say older workers in the U.S. are often discriminated against, while 43% of adults younger than 45 say the same. Wendy Sachs, 48 years old, an author and speaker, said, "I just think they're not really aware of it." She discusses her own experiences with age discrimination. She's been working at a New York City startup. And she said federal law, or they say federal law, is supposed to bar age discrimination. Yet 3/4 of adults over 60 and 65% between 45 and 59 say their age is putting them at a disadvantage when looking for work. 1 in 10 adults 60 and over, and about 2 in 10 of those, you know, middle-aged, 45 to 59, say they haven't passed over for a raise, promotion, or chance to get ahead specifically because of their age. Kevin Kucinich is a 63-year-old New Yorker. He said, they look at you kind of strange as you apply for a job. And I immediately know, oh, well, I'm not going to get hired. He spent years being rejected from jobs for which he felt overqualified after an August 2012 layoff. I told you guys, a lot of people who were in their jobs for decades who, you know, got raises, got promoted, advanced to a level that should have kept them safe, were the first to go a lot of times in these, when things got bad. Because you could get cheaper. So when it started to be more about, you know, when you have the computers doing the thinking and the automation doing a lot of the hard work, you kind of just need, you know, somebody just man a post. And if they could get somebody half the price, these companies will do it. So Kucinich now works a few days each week as a background actor, according to the Washington Post, in movies and television through Central Casting New York. He says his wife luckily makes a salary, but he was laid off at the age of 56, and now he's 63. And so he has spent all those years trying to get a job that has been unsuccessful. And so he thinks it's his age. He says as he filled out one particular online application, he was asked to select his birth year from a drop-down menu. He discovered that the menu didn't go back far enough for him to enter an accurate date. It only went back to the 70s. He goes, wow, I'm not even in the drop-down range. I'm really old. Now, younger adults are more likely to think their age is an advantage. Nearly half of those under 30 and about 1/3 of those between 30 and 44 say they feel their age is a benefit. But a survey shows 75% of women say if they're over 45, they're screwed. 65% of men feel the same way, but women more so. And according to Patrick Button, an assistant economics professor at Tulane, he said, for women, we see an early onset cases of age discrimination, and the discrimination is much more severe. I think there's a lot of sexism in aging. So what Button and his researchers did is they mocked up and distributed 40,000 fake job applications to online postings. And they found that resumes designed to look like they belong to an older applicant, especially an older female, were less likely to get called back. They said there's some evidence of age discrimination against men, but more so men at retirement age than men at age 50. So a woman is going to be discriminated against earlier than a man would, but they both could get discriminated against with age. So what is the law supposed to protect you with? Well, the Federal Age Discrimination and Employment Act bars discrimination in the workplace, period. And a recent decision by the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago said that only current employees can be protected by certain elements of the statute, effectively loosening the restrictions. So hiring discrimination is really hard to prove. It is really hard for you to prove that you didn't get the job because you were old or because you were overweight or because you didn't look the part. Because they could just find anything to protect themselves. Yeah, well, we didn't like this. Or we thought there was a conflict of interest. Or she had too many jobs. I mean, I guess one way to prove it is you would have to get the access to somebody else who got hired. So if you were able to get that access, I mean, I guess your lawyer would have to subpoena it. And see, the average person doesn't go through that because that's a lot of money. If you think you had an age discrimination case, you would have to find a lawyer who wouldn't charge you up the yin-yang day one, who would subpoena everything they could, interview applicants, interview the interviewers, and they may find, you know, you don't have a strong enough case. So the other problem is there is a lot of age discrimination that's actually happening blatantly, and you really don't have the money to do anything about it. 21% of adults 60 and over say they feel more respected at work because of their age. The survey also finds only about 1 in 10 adults over 60 are worried about their ability to do their job. So there's a 77-year-old resident in Washington State. He works at Enterprise Rent-A-Car working as a mechanic. He says the only issue was, were you able to do the job? If you're doing it a little slower, okay, we do it slower. He says, I think age discrimination might be an issue in some jobs, but I don't see it in mine. So why am I bringing this up? Well, a lot of you guys were out of jobs, and you email me, you go, what can I do to make my resume look better? What do I do to make myself look younger? And so why? What is going on in the mind of an employer? Well, I was an employer. All right, I had no problem in terms of age, obviously. We had a 70-year-old employee, it's fine. As long as they get the work done, that's fine. In fact, as an employer, if they have Medicare, you pay less in terms of health insurance. There's really an advantage. It's starting to be more of an advantage to have somebody who's older. Plus, you don't have to pay their maternity leave or paternity leave. So, it's great. But in terms of longevity, in terms of eagerness to work, there might be some stereotypes that follow somebody older. So when you have, let's say, a family man or a mom that has a couple kids, and she's like, I got to support my family, you might, you know, inadvertently be biased towards them because, oh man, they got a family to support. They don't have Social Security, you know, and that kind of stuff. Even though you and I know Social Security doesn't pay hardly crap. It's like poverty. But you got someone that has to support their kids. You think they're hungry enough to show up to work. But then a lot of us are finding work ethic issues. So, you know, my guess is it really depends on the industry. You know, you have a lot of people hiring because of the culture. You know, people will hire somebody and go, you know, will this kind of, you know, shake things up a little bit here? You know, we have a lot of women that are grouping up and being friendly, and we need people who won't, you know, join the, you know, won't drink the Kool-Aid. We need people that will kind of be independent, stand on their own bucket. So I think a lot of people that are older, like in nursing, oh my God, you want the older nurses. Those older nurses are fantastic. Not that the younger ones aren't, but you get a nurse, they're not going to play games. They'll get stuff done. But then you also have biases. If you had an older employee that was just so toxic, that, you know, started things or, you know, got people to fight with others, or every week had a workers' comp injury, you might then project that onto the next person who's older. So in terms of age discrimination, I'm not surprised that it's there. But you are really, and you got to realize this, you are really at the mercy of the person who is interviewing you. You know, there was something I auditioned for, and the casting director says, I'm telling you right now, I love you. You are exactly what I think we need. But I'm telling you right now, the director, you know, he got jaded, and if anybody reminds him of his ex-wife, they don't get the part. And, you know, you're like, wait a second, if I'm qualified, if I'm good, doesn't matter. So biases are going to come into play. If somebody doesn't like that you're overweight and they think you're going to be lazy because you're overweight, you should be able to sue for that, but it's so hard to prove. So, you know, I'm not sure how to combat that. You can't change your age, so all you could do is bring to the table something that they need. The thing is you got to find out what they need. If they need no drama, then you bring that to the table, no drama. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE 10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is now backing down from her claim that President Trump is engaged in a cover-up. Speaking the day after the president walked out of a White House meeting over that remark, Pelosi explains in her weekly press conference what exactly she believes a cover-up is.
The things that he is doing is very clear. It's in plain sight. It cannot be denied. Ignoring subpoenas, obstruction of justice. Yes, these could be impeachable offenses.
A violent tornado slams into Jefferson City, Missouri overnight as part of the deadly string of storms throughout the Midwest. Jefferson City Mayor Kerry Teagan details the path of destruction the storms left behind.
We're seeing a lot of damage. A lot of trees are down, big trees, limbs everywhere. There's a lot of cleanup going on right now. There's a lot of damage to homes.
Teagan was speaking there on Fox News. At least three people died and dozens were hurt across Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was shocking. 41,000 portable speakers were recalled after multiple reports of explosions. We're talking about those little portable speakers. For explosions? This is according to the Computer Product Safety Commission. Ion Audio LLC had to voluntarily recall speakers yesterday, or the day before, including its Sports Express, Cornerstone, Cornerstone Glow, and Keystone ION audio speakers. Apparently, the speakers reportedly have batteries that can leak hydrogen gas when they charge, cause the speakers to burst. Can you imagine your house burning down? ION Audio imports the speakers from manufacturer Shenzhen Fenda Technology. I'm not sure if they're from China. Doesn't say. And they received five reports of explosions. And they're good-looking speakers. Four of the explosions reportedly involved property damage nearby. The company has not received any reports of injury, thank heavens. Apparently, these Sport Express speakers were sold at Best Buy between June 2018 and May 2019 for about $70. Other speakers were sold at electronics stores around the country and online from March 2016 through March of this year. Apparently, the cornerstone of Cornerstone Glow speakers cost about $100. Keystone speakers cost about $200. They say consumers should immediately stop using the recalled portable speakers and contact ION Audio for a refund in the form of an ION Audio gift card. Oh, okay, well, that's not a refund. That's not money. That means you just have to buy another ION Audio thing. So they do have a full list of recalled speakers. That's kind of scary stuff. Another thing that's kind of scary is these reports of sunscreen. The Environmental Working Group, they are a real gutsy group out there. You claim you have something good or something working or something that's healthy, they're going to be all over it. And apparently, a study by the Environmental Working Group warns parents of the worst sunscreens on the market. The study claims almost three-quarters of sunscreens that are sold to consumers don't work. They researched 900 sunscreens and over 500 SPF-labeled moisturizers. So there's a sunscreen and then there's a moisturizer that has sunblock in it. And then they measured data, such as UV ray protection, toxic ingredients, and other hazards. And so here's a list that they think are the worst sunscreens geared toward children. And I buy these. First, Banana Boat's Kids Continuous Spray Sunscreen, SPF 100. Banana Boat Kids Sunscreen Lotion, SPF 100. I buy the Banana Boat all the time. The Copper Tone Foaming Lotion Sunscreen Kids Wacky Foam at the 70 SPF. Copper Tone Sunscreen Continuous Spray Kids SPF 70. Copper Tone Sunscreen Lotion Kids SPF 70. The rest of these are Copper Tone here. Lotion Water Babies 70 plus. Stick Kids SPF 55. Stick Water Babies 55. Water Babies Foaming Lotion 70. CVS made the list at number 10. Their Children's Stick Sunscreen SPF 55 made the 10th worst. Equate Baby Sunscreen Lotion SPF 70. Neutrogena Pure and Free Baby Sunscreen of 60. Neutrogena Wet Skin Kids Sunscreen. Neutrogena or Up and Up Kids Sunscreen 6. Consumer Reports also published a study. So, you start to panic here because we're being told that we need to have the highest SPF factor. We need to reapply very frequently. So if now we're being told that they could be dangerous. So I'm right now at the EWG's website. And they say since 2007, the EWG Environmental Working Group's annual guide to sunscreens has exposed how many sunscreen products sold in the U.S. fall short of effectively and safely protecting people, and has advised consumers on safer, more effective choices. At the same time, they've also pushed the FDA to update and improve sunscreen regulations, urging the agency to set stricter standards to better protect public health. Like I said, these guys go up against the government all the time. I like them. I actually like them. I know a lot of companies like, oh my gosh, EWG is on our butts, but honestly, I like them. FDA is now proposing big changes that address many of their concerns and should make all sunscreens safe and more effective. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But they say, unfortunately, the changes will not be in sunscreens on the shelves this year. So they had to make known what doesn't work. So they looked at the 1,300 products, including 750 currently available beach and sports sunscreens. And they found that two-thirds offer inferior sun protection, or they contain concerning ingredients like oxybenzone. And oxybenzone is a hormone-disrupting chemical that could be readily absorbed in the body, they say. So the FDA started kind of regulating it about 40 years ago. And then the agency proposed a set of final rules. So they think these rules are going to help. But they say the chemical manufacturers of sunscreen companies are lobbying for weaker restrictions. Now, I told you guys, I'm a big fan of the titanium dioxide and zinc oxide, which kind of reflects the sun. And I don't like the ones that absorb and can cause free radicals. I get a little nervous about that. So they seem to like those. But see, that's what kind of bothers me. That's why I like the sun babies. So, you know, sunscreens are supposed to disperse or absorb the UV rays. The inorganic compounds in sunscreen, like titanium dioxide and zinc, will scatter the UV rays. But the organic compounds, like PAVA and oxybenzone, will absorb the UV rays. Try to absorb them so they can't damage the skin. To me, that's just too close. I would rather just deflect the suckers. And we talked about UVA and UVB radiation. UVA, right, penetrates deeply. They go all the way. UVA all the way. They go deep into the epidermis and dermis. Can cause premature aging of the skin, wrinkles, skin cancer. UVB burns. They're shorter. They primarily affect the epidermis. And they're responsible for causing sunburns as well as skin cancer. So we talk about the SPF a lot. It's sun protection factor. The higher the SPF, the less sun photons can enter the skin and cause damage. So SPF, though, usually protects against UVB rays. So when you're putting on sunscreen, if it's not protecting you against UVA, you're still at risk for skin cancer. What we do is we multiply that SPF factor by how long it takes for one skin to burn. So if I'll burn in 10 minutes out of the sun, and I use an SPF of 30, I should technically not burn for 300 minutes. I'm not going to be out in the sun for 2 hours, though. See what I mean? So you basically multiply by how long you burn. Now, SPF, let's say a 15. They say it will block about 93% of UVB rays. But if you double the SPF, you don't really double the percentage. It just goes up a little bit to 97%. If you have an SPF of 50, it blocks 98% of UVB rays. Nothing's going to be 100. And I wrote an article on this. So, you know, we kind of need to get the scoop on what's safe. Now, they are also pretty open about what they don't know. They say there's insufficient data or significant data gaps on sinoxate, dioxybenzone, and salicylazole, meratamate, patamate O, and salicylbenzone. And they say if it has PABA or trolamine salicylate, that is unsafe. Also, not a lot of information on oxybenzone. People are worried about skin absorption, endocrine disruption, allergic reactions on the oxybenzone, which is why I only like the titanium dioxide or the zinc oxide. I don't get sunscreen with oxybenzone. So, oxybenzone could cause allergies. Could also be detected in human breast milk, they say, amniotic fluid, an endocrine disruptor. So maybe we avoid it. Again, I don't have 100% data here. But I don't know. I would just go for the zinc oxide. Or maybe wear water shirts and cover up a little bit. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. CNN is reporting that snake bites kill 200 people a day. Snake bites kill more than 200 people a day around the world. Apparently, they interviewed Thai firefighter Pinyo Pukpinyo. He was bitten by a king cobra. Tip of his thumb. Made it to Bangkok Hospital within 15 minutes. He was given antivenom, thank God, because a king cobra, if you look at their teeth, that venom could be fatal. He said the doctor didn't believe at first that I was bitten by a king cobra. I had to tell him that I was an instructor teaching about snakes. I'm very good at identifying types, thank God. It affected me for 2 months. He had to go back to the hospital and have surgery to remove dead tissue on his thumb. Problem is most victims don't know about snakes. They'll try to ice it or stick butter on it or suck it out or I don't know. And they might not go to a hospital. They say snake bites kill between 81,000 and 138,000 people a year. And it disables almost 500,000 every year. And I don't know if you know this, but we have a global shortage of snake antivenom. Especially in rural areas like sub-Saharan Africa and Asia. Snake bites cause more death and disability than any other neglected tropical disease. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got rattlesnakes. We do have antivenom, hopefully enough. And luckily in America, we have no problem calling or going to the ER for anything. We're pretty good at that. So we got bit by a snake. We're like, oh, my God. If there's a snake, if we're even near a snake. I mean, again, cats brought in lizards yesterday, chasing a couple lizards in the house. And, you know, I'm screaming bloody murder because I think there's like, you know, it's a Gila monster. It's not a Gila monster. It's a snake. Or it's a lizard. But we kind of panic a lot because, you know, we learn this stuff. So the World Health Organization is on it. They are launching a strategy to deal with the problem. It campaigns to halve by 50% the death and disability from snake bites by 2030. They're going to invest $136 million in educating communities to prevent bites, making more effective treatments, and improving healthcare systems. And we need more anti-venom. The Wellcome Trust is also behind the push. They're going to invest $100 million over the next 7 years. I'm glad these people have money for this. Thank God. But we need anti-venom that's safer. They say the current method hasn't changed since the 19th century. What they do is they extract venom from a snake and administer to a horse or other animal in small doses to make an immune response. Then the animal's blood is drawn, purified to get those antibodies, and then they give you the antibodies. So it comes from a horse or injecting horse protein into people. The only thing is sometimes that has risk. You could have adverse reactions. You could get rash, itch, anaphylaxis. So the anti-venoms are not perfect. You know, we think of James Bond needing to drink an anti-venom. Or, you know what I always think of with anti-venom? The second Indiana Jones movie, The Temple of Doom. Remember, he needed an anti-venom. It was red. So he grabbed it, drank it. And I was like, oh. And you're like, wait, it's not that easy. 2010, Sanofi Pasteur had to halt production of its FAV Afrique anti-venom. It's not very profitable for pharmaceutical companies. Now, this anti-venom was supposed to be effective for several African snakes. But if you don't have people buying it, no one wants to make it. So what they really want to do is come up with a universal anti-venom. So whether it's an African snake, or whether it's a snake from Australia, or whether it's a rattlesnake, hopefully the anti-venom could work. They say every 5 minutes, 50 people are bitten by a snake. Every 5 minutes. So what should you do if you get bit by a snake? One is you got to stay calm. Okay? Now some people say, what if it's a dry bite? Oh, you can't tell. You can't tell if it's a dry bite. You still have to manage every bite as a medical emergency. And you got to be careful because your symptoms of it would be severe pain, swelling, bruising. Many times we do see the bite marks. You could then start getting swollen or tender glands because the body's trying to fight infection or trying to draw out the venom. You could get tingling, burning, stinging. You could start feeling anxious, nauseous, dizzy. Start getting dizzy, get blurred vision, headache. Unfortunately, you could also start getting stomach pain, breathing difficulties, start having trouble swallowing because the antivenom affects your nerves. Heartbeat could go awry. Start getting weak, confused. You might even start to hemorrhage, bleed from the gums. You could collapse, even go into a coma. Now, in Australia, they say there's 2 deaths a year from venomous snake bites. That's not a very large number, considering we were just told that every day 200 people die. So, we need to identify the snake. Because we don't have a universal antivenom, we don't want you to, after you were bit, go and chase it down. But if somebody does end up killing the snake, or even able to take a picture of it, that would help. be prepared if anybody got bit by a snake that you might have to even, you know, start CPR. But you should get an ambulance if the person was bit and it seems pretty severe, or take them to an ER immediately. You got to apply pressure and mobilization bandage. We want to keep them calm. Keep the arm down, relaxed. Do not wash the bite area, they say. That's interesting. According to healthdirect.gov, they say if you bite the area, any venom left on the skin could help identify the snake. Now, I kind of learned opposite. Get the venom away. Don't let the body absorb any more. They say never, and I agree with this, never apply a tourniquet. Do not cut the wound to cut out the venom. Now that makes it worse. Do not suck the venom out. You will not suck the venom out. So you put a pressure bandage over the bite. Have it tight. Use, like, maybe a roller bandage. You want to immobilize the limb because you don't want them moving. Keep the person and the limb at rest. You can even mark the site with a pen. But these people may freak out. And so how do you recognize anaphylactic shock? How do you recognize if it's going really bad? Well, they may have difficulty breathing, talking, swollen tongue, dizziness, swelling, tightness. They may look pale. They may also start to cough. What a lot of people don't realize is many people that start going into anaphylaxis, they just start coughing. So like, man, when did you catch a cold? And nah. It's not a cold. So sometimes coughing is a sign of respiratory distress. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So the U.S. flu, still out there. Here we are, coming into summer. We still have flu. Luckily, levels are dropping off. But they say the deaths are as high as 57,000. 57,000 people have died this year of the flu. It's made 41.3 million people sick. Again, this is why I had such a cow, you know, about why everybody's freaking out with the measles and they're not showing the same passion when it comes to flu. We have 800 plus measles cases, which does kind of freak me out a little bit. I thought we had it eradicated. But 41.3 million people got sick with the flu? No. We don't have to vaccinate everybody for the flu. Can someone explain that to me? CDC reported another 5 new related deaths in children, so 91 kids have died. So flu activity maybe was a little better this year than last year, but I'm sorry. 53,300 deaths as a result of the flu. So we've had a couple of resurgences, right? We had H1N1, then H3N2. I think we need to have a much better conversation about what we're going to do next year. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.